part of the river wall has collapsed in one section by the car park, a very substantial piece of it has just simply fallen in.
This is Clonakilty in Ireland today.
People are just walking around trying to do what they can.
10:05.
All businesses are obviously closed. Some people have been really badly
Thursday
hit
morning.
By flooding, and they're just simply trying to get stuff up off the ground and mop and sweep out now at this stage, because there really isn't anything can be done. Until the park comes back on, you won't see the extent of what stuff has been damaged and what the wider consequences are.
And what caused the worst of this flooding? Was it just the amount of rain that fell in a very short period of time, or was it contributed to by the river, or caused by the river?
It's completely river flooding. I mean, I suppose Clonakilty is generally prone to coastal flooding from the southeast when you have a high tide and a southeasterly wind, but this was a totally different type of flooding from the river. You have just an awful lot of the catchment area feeding into the river, and with the incredibly wet month, with the amount of rain that fell here last night was just incredible. We seemed to have an incredibly prolonged continuous thunderstorm, and all of that water, the ground was completely wet, none of it was being absorbed in the ground, it all went into the river, and the narrow channel then just flooded. I mean, on the Skibbereen side of town, on the western side of town, you have Dun Stores, and you've from there all the way, the river just feeds all the way down to the where it goes into the sea on the eastern side of town, and I'm told by fire brigade people that every house and business along that route from the Dun Stores on western side of town to the other side has been flooded.
Now, you mentioned a river wall collapsing in one place. Are there any bridges under threat?
I don't know. Certainly the bridges are under a lot of pressure because the water is up to the top of the arches of the bridges. It's really just, they're completely full. But I just noticed this now, and I haven't really been able to talk to anybody. I've just really arrived in the last hour and just been working on our own business. But it's just remarkable that the entire wall has just simply, it's not there anymore.
And is the town completely without electricity? No power at all?
Certainly where I am in the centre of the town, and like that now, it's really very much just people walking around talking to each other. There's no great communication, but where I am, all around the centre of the town is totally down.
And the fire brigade, I would imagine, is overextended, to put it mildly.
Yes, they're all out there, and they've been all out all night, and they have been pumping and